All right, you gorgeous... shit.
Language, Kevin. You begrudge shit.
Hey, Breakfast Baddies. How you doing? You well. Alan, you all right?
I would have to say, a sphincter says good.
Good.
You're a what now?
Prick.
Tosser.
Anyway, on today's episode, we talk about forgetting our exes.
I wish I could forget you, but you are unforgettable.
I think...
Like a really bad case of herpes.
I think that's what we talk about.
Or the shit.
It says forgetting exes. I don't know. Making a footballer.
Hey, Kev. Up the Hatters. Am I right? Not really. I hate the Hatters. They are the worst.
BAFTAs, Oscars,
fuck the Hatters.
Fun facts with Owen, maths with Steph, and physics with Kev. Enjoy the show. See you soon. Bye.
You may think it is all fun and games now, but we will see who is laughing when Judgment Day comes around. Prick.
Do I tip that on there?
No, I'd dip it in.
We are recording, just FYI.
Okay, hello, welcome to Breakfast Bad. Something amazing. Steph's just done something amazing.
No change there.
In front of me, I have three pancake type
protein
things.
Pancakes.
Protein pancakes with chocolate spread on and nuts, and then, I don't know.
It's a coconut Greek yogurt.
Coconut Greek yogurt. Mm. But I don't like the look of that. It looks like, I don't know.
It's what Greek yogurt looks like.
Is it?
It's got bits of coconut in it.
So I'm going to have to do a little taste test right now.
Yeah.
So you think dip that in there?
Okay, well, yeah, I gave you a knife and fork so you could dip it in. But...
okay.
Now, you can dip it in with your hands. Just, like, once you've taken a bite out of it, please don't dip it in the communal thing. we could just do it.
Okay, just do that. Stop being so stressed.
Just don't like other people's... Do you see what I mean about the proteinness in the pancakes? It's like... That's the only way I can describe it. Proteiny.
What do you mean?
It's right. Like eating leather.
Yeah, they're really weird.
Oh, they're warm.
Yeah. You toast them.
Oh, that's good.
Keep chewing.
Yeah. It's one of the best things ever.
It's the texture that upsets me.
It goes on
so
for too long.
I'm not dipping the bit that I have dipped.
Okay, yeah,
I'm dipping
fine.
The other bit. Tiny bit of the bit that I bit went in there. I shouldn't have started recording.
Right, I'll talk.
Yeah, why is it called Breakfast Bad? That's surprising.
Because we like breakfast and we like Breaking Bad. And Better Call Saul.
Still
haven't
seen it.
Sorry,
what now?
Okay, I've got something to tell you. I can do a little story while you're talking, eating. You know, I took you to the airport the other day.
Yeah.
Something happened to me on the way back. I need to get some. I need to stop at some services. And this has happened to me many a time. It's never happened to me when anyone else has been driving. It's just something that happens to me. Driving into the services, and I did that thing where somehow I took a wrong turn. I ended up in that bit that's just full of lorries.
Oh, yeah, I've done that.
Have you? Yeah. It's the most stressful thing ever. I hate that shit. Like, why does that happen?
I'm not sure. I once did a really bad thing.
What?
I don't know if this might count as a confession. I might actually get into some trouble for this. But when I worked for... I'm going to get myself in trouble specifically with a person as well. Mm. When I worked for Jamie's stepdad as a builder,
yeah,
I was driving around in a flatback truck thing that they called the flea. And it was, for me, it was quite a big boy. Like, wherever I'd drive somewhere, I'd always make sure that I drove through the town in case people saw me driving there. I really enjoyed it, mate. So one day I was feeling a bit big for my boots, and I parked in the lorry section of this, like, little garage. And I sort of went in and paid for my stuff, and then I heard this massive, like, commotion outside. And because I'd taken that space, an actual lorry had tried to fit into another space, and it basically like crashed into the canopy of the forecourt, and it all came crashing down. And I was like, whoa, that's mental. I didn't realise it was my fault. And then I could see that he was going ballistic, and he was like, putting the truck out. Luckily, ran out, got in, and drove away. But yeah, the whole like ceiling of the petrol station was falling down.
Well, that leads me on to something else.
Does it?
Yeah, really weirdly.
Have you got a destroying a petrol station?
No, but one of the things I was going to talk about was they brought out this thing where they can get inside your brain now and they can delete like memories that
I've
you don't like.
Mm.
Would you delete that? Is that one of those things you look back and you're like, ooh?
No,
like it.
All right.
It's an interesting anecdote.
Yeah.
See, there's things like that I feel really, there's things you can think about that make you really cringe. Like, would you delete ex-girlfriends and things like that if you could?
Not from ages.
Yeah.
Just from your mind.
From the face of the world. I think everything...
Would you delete the current ones?
I think everything that you has happened shapes like how you are and stuff today.
Yeah, there's no way I would be as bitter as this if it weren't for it doesn't. So why would I delete that?
You just gobbed on my phone.
I'm a very big believer in the butterfly effect. I think if you change one small thing...
The what?
The butterfly effect.
I thought you said the bird, the bee and the butterfly effect.
The bird, the bee and the butterfly. No, I'm a big believer in that. I think if you start fucking around with shit, it might change stuff. And yeah, things might be better, but other things might be worse. I'm not enough.
What if somebody
I knew and that memory one day saved my arm?
No, because you're only changing the memory. You're not changing, like, the past.
Yeah, but...
yeah, but you make decisions based on the past, don't you? I think all good things can be traced back to a bad event.
Yeah.
Do you think all bad things can be traced back to a good event?
Maybe.
Yeah, I think that, like, because, he says you make decisions based on, I wouldn't do that again, or, like...
Yeah, maybe.
Last time I did this, it was great. So, I don't think you should fuck around with stuff like that.
No?
No.
Everything happens for a reason.
Does it?
One of you can have the other bit of that if you want it.
Is that because there was too much cross-contamination in the thing?
No, I don't like to have to chew my food a lot.
There's too much chewing. My mouth is knackered.
You guys are idiots. Mine's, like, done. I was both of those.
You have it. There's too much chewing going on.
Screw you. They're vegan, right?
Yeah, so vegan. The Nutella especially.
Is that shit?
Nutella is vegan, isn't it?
No, because I feel like it's probably got milk in it.
No, this is like a dark chocolate one, isn't
it? Oh, wait, no. It's worse. It's so much worse.
It's got animals in it.
Oh, what?
I didn't think Nutella would.
Quite a lot.
It's got what in it? Animals.
Palm oil.
Or even the vegan butters have palm oil in
them. Really?
The only thing which doesn't is...
That butter. That nut butter.
Yeah. There's a specific one. I forget what it's called. But the whole earth one does, but there's another one that doesn't.
I have that as well. I have that other type, but I prefer the whole earth.
Yeah. I can rarely tell the difference between peanut butters. They're all muchness to
me. Yeah, I think the whole earth one tastes a bit more earthy, like a bit more dry. But if you get like your sun pat as a thing, like that's full of sugar, and I can taste that.
Can you just stop talking this absolute bullshit?
So should we talk about James Bale?
Shots.
Fucking hell, just sitting here watching you two talk about butter. Fucking hell.
I feel like we're informing people. It's being informative.
Oh, dear.
Fergie likes it.
Talking to podcasts... I met my friend Jane the other day, and I remembered something that me and her used to do, and it was really weird. It's like, so this was like in about 1986, and what we used to do, like, I would arrive at school one day and I would give her a tape, and the tape would have me and my mate sort of just talking on it, give it to her, she'd go home and listen to it, then her and her mate would do a tape of them two talking, give it back to me. It was like the first ever podcast I did.
That's weird.
I was about 15.
That's cool.
Loved your sound, your own voice even back then.
Even back then. I wish I could find them now, man, those tapes. I bet they're so creepy.
I used to record my own radio stations, like I'd play a song, I'd do
it. I used to do that.
And I used to find it really weird, because obviously I lived in Blackpool back then. And it was only when I listened back to my voice, like I sounded like really, really northern.
Really?
And it really used to surprise me, yeah.
I can't imagine you with a northern accent. Can you do one now?
No, not really.
It'd be fun though.
I could probably do it weirdly, because you would have thought that you would be able to do an impression of an accent that you used to have, but I can't really do a Blackpool impression.
I don't know what people from Blackpool sound like.
They sound kind of like Scousers, but a little bit more common.
More common than that?
Oh, okay.
It's quite, I'd say...
Because like, your family don't have strong accents.
No, I guess not. They've kind of lived around a bit, so it's not... But like a...
Reece sounds a bit more northern than
you. Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, that's what a Blackpoolian sounds like. A Blackpoolian?
Blackpudlian, is that what we'd call them?
No!
Blackpoolian?
Well, you could say a Liverpudlian.
I guess it would be a Blackpudlian.
Yeah.
We need someone to tell us
it. It's a Blackpudlian. Where that comes from?
Maybe
I've got the origin of so many phrases to tell you guys about in a bit.
Yeah,
tell us now.
Do we do that now?
I feel like, do we not normally do like a news thing or what we've been up to or something?
Okay, well, I've got something else to say about the BAFTAs.
Why
are you angry about that?
I thought that I kept looking at the side of my eye and I kept thinking someone's walking past that window, but I've just got a brown spot on my glasses of like Nutella or Marmite, and so it looked like the shape of a person. It's been really wigging me out.
Why are you waiting until now? If someone's going to walk past, you need to tell us. We're talking about people.
Anyway, BAFTAs, British Academy Film and Television Awards.
Yeah.
BAFTAs. Mm-hmm. It's not that anymore. It's just the Film Awards. So what I put to you, Steph Scott, mm-hmm. should be called the Baffers.
Baffa!
Why haven't they changed it? Because there's no television. Because you've got the National Television Awards now.
Wait. Oh, I said it was you.
Answer it. No, you didn't.
We'll pause it. Answer it. What if one of your kids has been taken ill?
Jesus Christ. All right, pause it.
All good, Kevin? We're recording again.
All good, yeah. What were we talking about?
You were banging on about something.
About the BAFTAs. They should be called the Baffers.
Baffers.
Yeah, British Academy Film Awards. Baffa.
Do they not have any TV?
No, none. So basically it's false. Like what they're doing is false. It's a false acronym.
Okay.
One thing I hate is a false acronym.
What about if there's a film that's on TV?
What are you talking about?
Well, that would be television, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but you don't have made-for-TV films anymore.
Yeah, you do. All the time.
No.
You get even more than that. You get like made-for-Netflix films and that. That's more, apparently.
So it should be the British Film...
And made-for-TV Award.
Academy Netflix Awards, the BAFNAs. It should be the BAFNAs.
The Baffers.
BAFNAs.
BAFNAs.
Incorporates Netflix.
BAFNAs.
No, best documentary. That's a thing.
Sold.
Done. Okay, yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, but yeah.
There you are then.
They just kept it because it sounds cooler, that's all.
Yeah, it does, rather than Baffers.
Yeah. Baffers like, one step from Biffer, isn't it?
People don't like change, really, do they?
No.
Not as a rule, I don't think.
Well, because you get... Because obviously Team America kind of joked about it a little bit. But like there is a thing... It's not called the Film Actors Guild, but there is a thing called...
The Screen Actors Guild.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why doesn't that ever get...
Awards.
Is that what they call it?
Yeah, called the Sag Awards. Yeah. It's pretty grim, but no, Fergie, that's not for you. But yeah, I've always thought that was really weird. Like, oh, the best, like... Winning actress, the SAG Award. Like, ooh.
I find like the whole thing of like award ceremonies quite weird, anyway, because like I found it weird when I was watching like the Grammys, and you've got all the actors there, or all the musicians there, and it's kind of like, well, you're just giving prizes to each other. So it's all very self-serving, isn't it? And it's the same with the Film Awards. It's all very, very self-serving. Do you know what I mean? It's like,
is it a bit like a Brickfest where you might get up with every single act that plays?
Not even that. It's just that like. I don't know, like...
It's just recognising someone in their field for what they've done.
Yeah, but it's the people in that field recognising the people in that field.
No,
it's all very circular, very insular.
That's the SAG Awards.
Scarecrow Awards.
That's the SAG Awards. Like, the Screen Actors Guild, that's effectively voted for by...
Steph Fergie's licking my inner thigh.
Sorry, that's not
Fergie. Fergie from Black Eyed Peas, right?
he just wants love and attention.
I was hoping to go with that or Sarah Ferguson.
No, he does. When you get out of the shower, he licks your legs and feet. I don't know why. Like, waits outside the front
door. You shouldn't put Marmite on them.
No, it really, I hate it because I've just got clean and now you're looking at me. But, like, my mum just lets him do it and he waits outside, like, for my dad to come out and then he, like, I don't know whether it's, like, the salt that's out your body or whether, like, but it's only, like, your legs and feet.
Maybe it's, like, do you guys have, like, flavoured soaps?
Yeah.
Did I tell you about my flavoured soap story?
No.
Did I do that on here?
No.
When I once got made to lick a soap.
No.
You're
making me feel really uncomfortable with your hands down there. It looks like you're bashing one out.
I'm stopping him from licking my brother.
You're literally sitting there doing this.
Look, what he's doing is he's like holding my hand and then he's getting it.
He's playing,
we're having fun. I was Christmas shopping with Jamie one year and we went to like the body shop, not for ourselves, obviously. And the woman in there, she said, oh, you should, we were looking at like bath bombs, I think, again, not for each other. Mm. But she said, oh, you should look at this. This is like, flavoured soap, like try lick that. I licked it and she was like, well, what does that taste like? I was like, it tastes like soap. And then she had a look, she was like, oh my god, that's the wrong one. She made me lick a bar of soap.
I just don't see the point of flavoured soap as a thing anyway. But that is one of my favourite stories.
Oh, it was awful.
Did she let you lick the good stuff after?
I didn't want to. I could taste soap for days. I was blowing bubbles.
What's that?
Don't tell you about the air freshener at the top of our stairs and how I fell down the stairs one time.
No.
So we used to have, when I was... We used to have this air freshener. It was like in a clam thing. And I didn't know what it was. And I got really close to it. And I was like, there must be something in here. I looked in there and like pressed the top and it squirted in my eye and I fell down the stairs. It was like double the pain, like, oh my god, this is the boy with the glasses. See, like, I think sometimes you forget how clumsy I am. Like, earlier with all the noise making, like, that is just me. And I can't help it.
Oh man.
It wasn't great. It wasn't a great time in my life.
Oh god. Oh, I had Tom ask me a brilliant question the other day.
I think we might need to do a new segment.
Okay, do it.
Breakfast bear. Bio live. I don't like the idea of that, though.
I was all about it. Mostly I have soy yogurt these days.
Can you just stop talking about butter and yogurt again? Jesus Christ.
Bailey's so mad at you.
He's really mad at me. I don't know what happened.
Like, I've got a question. Tom asked me a question the other day.
What was it?
Right, it's a brilliant question. Right. I will give you £50 million. Are you in? There is one condition.
Jerk me off.
It's one condition, right? So £50 million. Mm-hmm. The condition is you only get to say 200 words a day for the rest of your life.
Oh, yeah, shit, yeah.
I'd just pay someone to talk for me.
I would just say, no, I'd just spend my 50 million and everyone else can tick off. I'll be on an island somewhere.
You'd do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Talking's overrated.
I don't think I say more than two. I'm not a big man of words.
You don't even be able to sing one song a day.
Oh, that wasn't in there.
Yeah, you said
you've got to sing.
This is the stereotype of one of your things. Oh, it's this.
I just tell you what did you think?
But there's this other thing, which is a little bit
worse. What did you think? Like, you're only allowed to say 200 words a day. Well, I can sing all day, yes. Yeah, you know, of course you can't.
Can I have a burger?
Yeah, I'm going to go musical. But if I'm doing my job, I'm allowed to do my job.
No, like, you literally, 200 words can come out of your mouth a day. Do you know what happens, like, when you do the 200th word? Your mouth just goes... That's what happens.
No, because what if my nose gets blocked and I can't
breathe? Was my least favourite bit of The Matrix when...
Oh, yeah, God.
That's intense, Fergie. That's intense. That's still my hand. Yeah, they were trying to get the confession out of him and then how are you going to talk if you don't have a mouth, Mr. Anderson? And they all like...
I think it was Krantz that was doing it.
How are you going to talk if you're all sweaty? It makes
me feel so weird. What are those teeth out for?
£50 million though, mate.
No. I would want to sing. I would want to sing more than...
Fair enough.
But, like, yeah, I don't care about the talking. Like, if maybe if I could have, like, 100 words and sing as many songs as I want, I'd be in.
Yeah. I'd even go as far as 50 words a day.
See, even just saying that, though, I'd even go as far as 50 words a day. You've done 9 there. Wake up in the morning. Fucking hell, you're almost out.
Yeah, but you
our podcast would be shit, wouldn't they? Like 200 words each.
They'd probably be better.
Probably,
over so much quicker.
Oh, also, like, we'd have quite a lot of funding.
And we'd be a lot happier, I think.
Yeah, we'd be able to have, like, we'd be able to write things down.
Yeah.
You could text.
You've still got fingers.
I'd get a Stephen Hawking box.
Yeah, because I'd get that guy that slags you off at the beginning of every episode. Just get him.
Prick. What's his name? Jeff. Chris. What's his name?
I don't think it's Jeff.
What is his name?
I can't remember. We did decide.
I think it was Chris.
It's like when you two name those people on the quiz machine.
Alan, I think his name is Alan.
Oh, it's Alan. The guys, Richard and Jeff. Oh, it's Jeff and Louise, isn't it, on the quiz machine?
It's a man and Rankers. A woman, isn't it?
And those fucking lesbian couple as well. What? Not in a bad way! Those bitches.
Them bitches.
Oh, dear. I had another one as well. Tom was asking me about animals, and, like, you put two animals together to make one super
liger.
Animal. A what?
A liger.
So that's just a lion and a tiger?
Yeah. You've never seen anybody that might?
No.
Okay, continue.
So you put two animals together.
A liger is a real thing as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
Put two animals together and they become one super animal. So which ones would you splice together?
A spider. No, a spider. A squirrel and a shark.
So, what would that be called?
A squawk.
Would it live in the sea or on the land?
Which bits?
Wait, whichever it wanted.
Which bits would it have? Like the arms of a squirrel?
Like it would have like the lower half and like the tail of a squirrel, but then just a shark.
Okay. It's like in Harry Potter, where I transformed into half man, half shark.
Yeah, actually saying that, like, they're two of my favourite things, and that would really, it would look weird, and I wouldn't like it.
Oh, yeah. I'd want to create something, have you ever watched
like, maybe an octopus monkey or something like that.
Octopus. No, that sounds horrific. Yeah. That sounds like the most spidery thing you've ever made. Yeah. Nothing with 8 legs. Oh, nothing with more than 4.
Okay. Have you ever watched a programme called Brickleberry?
No.
It's really funny. It's like an animated thing. It's like American Dad or something, but it's darker and it's really funny. And in that, they cross like a bush baby and a baby rabbit, and it makes like the most beautiful thing you've ever seen. And I want to do something like that.
We could probably do that.
They do it because you can make like hebras and stuff like that. And the only thing is that they can't breed or something like
that. Yeah, when you cross like a donkey and a horse, what are they called?
Honk.
No, and then it's like and then that can't breed again.
Yeah.
And it's got a name. A donkey and a
Mule.
A mule, is that it?
Maybe, I don't know.
I don't know. And then, yeah, it can't
I don't know why they bothered crossing a horse and a donkey anyway. They're so similar. What bother? Do a cat and a dog.
No one in the world is a little cat.
Do you know, so let me go on to one of my stories for you now.
Okay.
Owen's Fact Corner. Do you know the phrase, it's raining cats and dogs, do you know where that comes from?
No.
Okay, so back in olden times, the warmest place that a cat could go in like bad weather was up there. They used to have these thatched roofs, so they would all like go up and hide in there because it was all warm and they could cozy up in that.
Mm.
And then when it rained, it would get all slippy, so often they would like fall out.
Oh, right.
That's where the term raining cats and dogs comes from.
Nice.
There you go.
I thought they, like maybe like there was a big storm and they were up in clouds and shit. That wasn't a thing then.
Frogs.
No.
It did rain frogs, didn't it?
Did it?
Yeah. Yeah.
I've got some more things. Do you want me to tell you about them?
Yeah.
Okay. I've got loads of facts. They used to use urine to tan animal skins. Yeah. So you'd have your animal skins to like keep warm or your rugs or whatever. And families, they used to all piss in a pot, and then you'd take it down and you'd sell it to these places that would take it so that they could tan their skins. And if you had to do that, then you were piss poor.
Oh.
And if you're even poorer than that, you didn't have a pot to piss in.
Oh, wow.
That's cool.
High five, that shit.
That's a good one.
Yeah. It's really good.
Yeah, there you go. And I've got some more. This one's quite a little bit darker.
This is like Owen's Fact Corner.
Yeah, a little bit darker, this one.
You got yourself in from that.
Fact Corner jingle. Dead people.
A little bit darker.
Yeah, quite often people would get buried alive. They would excavate a coffin and they'd see that there was more often than not sometimes. There was like scratches on the inside of it. So they would, when someone died, they would hold this big old party and they'd basically like lay them out on the kitchen table, have a party around them and see if they woke up. And that's why it's called a wake.
Oh my god.
So I should have known that being an ex...
Mind blown.
I've got some more. And then when they eventually did bury them, they'd bury them with a bell. So if they woke up, then they would like ring the bell. And like people would stay with them for a couple of nights. And if you're doing the late night one, that's where the term graveyard shift comes from.
Graveyard shift.
And if someone was saved, that's where the term saved by the bell comes from.
No.
And dead ringer.
No.
Oh my god.
No, I don't believe it.
Yeah, these things.
The stuff just gone. Oh no.
I'm out.
That's really good.
That's awesome.
Loads of facts for you.
This has got to be like a regular thing. Feature, yeah. What's it going to be called?
Owen's Fact Corner. But you have to be careful because it sounds like Owen's Fat Corner.
Yeah, that's what I almost.
What about
Owen?
Facts with Owen.
I don't know.
I've got one more for you.
Oh my god!
This one's more of a like current, just like weird coincidence. Cristiano Ronaldo is 869 days older than Messi. Cristiano Ronaldo's son is 869 days older than Messi's son.
No way.
That's crazy.
That's a fact.
Magic. That's
right. Like that. Mind's blown. Should we turn this shit off?
Yeah, go find out some more facts.
That's going to go wrong, isn't it, next week? Because it's a leap year?
Well, no, because they're both in the leap
year. Oh, yeah, shit.
That's one of them leaves the planet for a day or something.
I thought it was leap year was every 4 years.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, so like on the 18, not on the 16. Okay, that makes sense. Like, I was thinking fours, like 4, 8, 12, 16, 18. Never mind.
Can we have another section called Maths with Steph? Did you say on the fours? 4, 8, 12,
I was thinking like
16. What's next? 18.
I was confusing two different things.
What were you confusing, Steph?
I don't know. I was trying to make it fit because, like, we're in 2016, so my logic was that it should be a leap year.
It is a leap year.
It is a leap
year. But you said it's a leap year next year. And that's why
I said next week.
Okay. Never mind.
Obviously, like, the it does so happen that it came on the 2000 was a leap year, because it could have just, whenever they started this tradition, could have been an odd number.
Yeah.
I was thinking about, like, if you were born on that day, like, it would be really cool to be born on the 29th of February. On a leap year, because obviously you just move your birthday to either the 1st of March or the 28th of February, but then every 4 years, so when it was like your 16th or 18th birthday, you'd have a massive party, wouldn't you, on that actual day. Every time it was a leap year, it would be like your real birthday.
Yeah, 18th, your 16th and your 20th.
Yeah. Yeah, so like every time it was a leap year on that day, like on your birthday, you'd have a really big party, wouldn't you?
And in reality, like by the time you got to your 20th birthday, you'd actually only be five.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's weird.
So I used to think when I was little, did you used to think this? That if you were born on that day, like obviously like every 4 years you only gained a year. So I thought like, wow, these people must live for ages.
They would.
I like, see, in the same way that is, I like that I was born on the 90, because if I ever get confused about how old I am, I just have to think what the year is.
Yeah.
And it makes it a lot easier. Do you ever sometimes forget how old you are?
No.
Try and forget.
I wish.
Yeah. I get confused. Like, once I hit 18, it's all just kind of merged.
I find it very difficult, like, working back. Like, it scares me, like, how long... I can't work out... Like, if you said to me, how long ago was 1996?
I was six.
Or, no, it'd be 20 weird.
Years, like, 20 years ago.
Yeah, no, it's really easy for that. But like, if you said 1999, I find it really hard to go past the 2000 back into the 90s bit. I find it hard to do that math.
Well, because you're worried that you, once you start remembering how good the 90s was, you'd want to go back.
No, not that. I just find it really hard to do the math. That's all.
Okay.
If I said to you, like, how many years ago was 1984...
It was 31 years ago.
Jesus Christ, you're really good at that shit. I don't know if you're right. I've got no idea.
Do you just take it away?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. But since we've joined the new millennium, I've always found the mind sink backwards quite difficult.
Do you think it's weird that we were alive at the turn of a millennium?
I didn't think it was, but now I do.
Well, right now, just now, all of a sudden.
Only since Steph just said it. I didn't think it was that big a deal at the time, because it was just another year, really. And it's all man-made anyway, so it doesn't really... I mean, they're just numbers.
So would you be more impressed by the turn of a century or not?
No, I wouldn't be impressed by either.
I think it'd be cool to have lived in two centuries. No? Why are you laughing at me?
What do you mean it would be cool?
Like, if you were born in the 18... Like, 18...
A bit like you were born in the 19.
No, like, century is 100 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but I just mean...
So it'd be really cool to be born in the 1800s and then cross over to the 1900s, okay. And then you would have seen, like, the end of that bit, and then the World War One stuff.
Yeah.
But what you've done is just exactly the same thing about 100 years later.
Yeah, but, like, nowadays it's not as...
I think it would be cool if you were to have been born in, like, 98, 99, and then you could maybe, in theory, see three, because you could see the 19th, the 2000, yeah. If you lived to be over 100, you could see it.
You wouldn't remember the first one, though. No. Or the last one, probably.
No.
I love you, Stan.
Are they all the old people facts? Should we do a new section?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you want to talk about any of that stuff that we deleted?
Well, yeah, like something... like yeah, because obviously we deleted that episode.
We haven't talked about that, have we?
No.
I nearly killed my laptop after, like, trying to recover.
So what happened with the laptop?
Well, there was that bit, you can hear it in the last episode,
yeah.
Where we ran out of space, so I just emptied the trash. And for some reason, like every now and then, the files, they find their way into the trash and I have to restore them.
That was shit.
Yeah. So then they were deleted, gone forever, so I found all this weird black market software to try and recover them. And all it did was just destroy the machine and make it pretty much unusable.
Have you mended it now?
Yeah.
No.
Did you just do that thing where you backed it up and...
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Anyway. Well, I backed it up. I was going to wipe the whole thing, but then I realised that I had, on iTunes, I had HD versions of the whole series of Nashville and Game of Thrones, and it was taking up, like, nearly 100 gigabytes. So I just deleted that and I've got loads of room.
Is a gigabyte more than a megabyte?
Yeah, like 100,000 times more.
And what about a kilobyte?
Like... a kilobyte is way smaller than a megabyte.
So it goes kilobyte, megabyte, gigabyte, superbyte?
Terabyte.
Superbyte. okay, I'm not very good at stuff like that. Whenever my phone says, this is all the memory that you've been using up, I never know what to delete. Now I know.
Selfies.
Yeah, it's basic photos.
So we talked about, like, some stuff.
Yeah, we did. Well, I can link this in. Like, I watched... One of the things we spoke about was something... I watched The Big Bang Theory last night for the first time upon your recommendation. I watched episode one, pilot. Do you know the first thing they were talking about on it? They were talking about the slit experiment. Yeah.
No, I still feel we need a new name for this.
Okay, so the slit experiment, Steph. I mean, can you take over? I don't like saying slit.
No, I don't like saying...
I don't think it's his favourite word, but...
I can't really remember the exact
details. Right, okay, so there's like...
there's some paper.
There's no paper. Like, in life, you have, like... So you have this, like, a piece of cardboard and then a wall, and then they put a slit in it and they fire, like, ball bearings at it. They all go through the slit and make a pattern on the wall. Make two slits, fire the ball bearings, like, it'll make two things. And you also have a thing called waves. So if you send a wave at it, it creates a pattern on the wall that where...
It kind of fans out.
Yeah, it fans out and then it hits the wall. If you've got two slits, they kind of, like, go together, so it'll make, like, loads of little patterns on the wall. Now, when they do it with electrons?
Yeah.
Yeah. They fire them through, and it makes the pattern, even though it shouldn't do. And
you missed out a bit. So if you fire through electrons, like through the one slit, then it makes... They act like a ball bearing.
Yeah.
And it makes that pattern. But then if you fire it through two...
It makes the wave.
It makes the wave pattern.
And it shouldn't do it. It should just make two straight
things. It was weirder than that, because they then observed it to see what was going on to make it make this wave pattern. And then when they observed it, it made the two ball bearing pattern. So it knew it was being watched.
Yeah. So what it is, it suggests that electrons cover like every possible thing to happen. Like, so when it was going through, it wasn't just going there, it was going to all of those places. All of those possibilities were endless. But as soon as you watch it, it can't do it, because our reality can't cope with that shit. So once you observe it, doesn't do it, doesn't work.
I still don't understand.
Okay, well, imagine if I'm in the pub.
No, I get it. I just don't understand why it would happen.
No, like, no one does. Like, they haven't, they can't work it out. But like, it's like me being in a pub and
what's an electron?
Right, let me put it in like a more basic term, right? Okay. So if it was like, if I'm in a pub and there's like five people come in, like, I serve that one first, but at the same time, I also serve this one first. I serve all of them first.
I remember you saying this when we were in the pub, and you said that this is what happened, but the problem is that there's no reality, no matter how many different possibilities there are, there's no reality where you don't serve the hot chick first.
I just don't understand how an electron would have a consciousness.
No, but it does. Well, it's not consciousness. It's the law of probability. So it has to cover every option when it goes through. That's what
but
it does.
But then why would it not then cover the option?
Because our reality can't... I think it's because our reality can't handle the fact. Like, how can we look at it and you see it go through? Like, how can it be observed? You can't see it go through and it cover everything. It's impossible.
But how does it do it? I don't understand.
I don't really understand either, but it sort of suggests about...
I feel like you've missed a really key part out of this that would make it all make sense.
No. I've spoken to Reece Kirkman about it, and he says that like scientists can't work it out.
I'm going to read up on
it. We're not going to be able to work it out.
And I'm going
to
figure it out.
If anyone can like get in touch and like explain a bit more about this...
They call it, when it's really small, is that when it's quantum physics.
It is quantum physics, yeah.
And for years they've been trying to link quantum physics to actual reality, because apparently the laws of each are different.
What's the string theory? Because they always talk about that in the Big Bang.
Yeah,
I don't know about this.
Like, someone's trying to always prove...
Yeah.
I feel like that's maybe something kind
of similar.
Probably
something to do with it, yeah.
Yeah, something that happens and we can't understand why it happens.
Mm. I'm going to look into it more. It's really fascinating stuff.
I reckon
stuff.
I could be a scientist with my maths not
I think we probably all could.
Yeah.
There was a podcast I was listening to the other day, and we were talking to Reece on the phone, and he asked us about going in to do a lesson at some point.
I don't think that's a good idea for the youth of tomorrow. If they ask me about Harry Potter, I'm fine.
I don't think they do let lessons in Harry Potter.
Well, they should.
I reckon they probably do.
Yeah, you could probably do a degree in it somewhere. Also, when I was at school, and I'm sixth form, I did English literature, we studied... like Captain Crowley's Mandolin or something. And that other, like John Henry Newman, did Harry Potter.
Really?
Yeah, it wasn't A-level, it was GCSE, actually. But what is up with that? Like, why did we at Captain Crowley's Mandolin?
When I was at school, we did Romeo and Juliet, but they let us do the Leonardo DiCaprio version.
Really?
Which was good.
You've still got it so much better than me. Do you know what we had? Well, that sort of, like, Cider with Rosie and To Kill a Fucking Mockingbird and shit like
Whoa,
that.
Whoa, To Kill a Fucking Mockingbird, my favourite book.
Right.
She died. She died last week.
Last week?
Yeah.
She wrote the second book, though. You've got it.
I haven't got it because I refused to put it on principle because she never wanted to release it. And then she got Alzheimer's and then suddenly it got released from somebody else. Yeah, so I don't think it's fair to... And she wrote that book first and they said it wasn't basically a good enough story. So then she wrote, like, in that book, the flashbacks of that book were the basis of To Kill a Mockingbird.
Oh,
and they said the flashbacks are better, so she ended up writing To Kill a Mockingbird. So that's why she never released Go Set a Watchman. And then, yeah, she got, like, basically, like, mentally ill, and people forced her to release it, and I don't like that, so I would not buy it.
Would you force me to release something if I was mentally ill?
Depends what it was. It was, like, a video of you dancing, maybe. I'm not sure. One of my favourite videos ever was that video of you dancing down the Bricklayer's Arms.
What was I doing?
I'm not sure. I think Kerry filmed you. And, like, it was just because I'd never seen you really go for it. And you're, like, making all these shapes and you're having a great time. Like, somebody was playing. It must have been, like, a brick fest or something. but it was amazing.
Do you like a shape?
Yeah.
You could do that too.
Yeah, I think there was a bit of that. Yeah, and it's just, it's just the concentration on the faces that was happening. That was amazing.
Irene, do you like to dance? I've never seen you dance.
Bullshit.
Oh, no, there was that once I've seen you dance.
Once.
Oh, no, yeah. I remember once we were dancing in a club.
In a club?
Yeah.
Dancing is a thing which I need to be really, really drunk to do.
No, I remember, like, it was in
I wish I was like Michael Jackson. I wish I was just, like, the best dancer ever. That's what I want. If I could learn one skill, it would be to dance.
Would you trade music for dancing?
No.
I don't think so.
You sound like the sort of shit that I'd say.
But the condition is, you've lost both your legs. You can only flap around on the floor.
You can only dance jazz.
Yeah.
On Tuesdays.
Like, I think...
In holes.
I think dancing is one of those things that, like, you don't... Like, with music, like, to say to trade one for the other... Like, I think it's much more impressive for somebody to be good at music than it is to dance, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's not... Like, a large amount of people can get away with, like, mediocre dancing, whereas, like, not everybody can get up and sing.
A lot of people get away with mediocre music stuff.
Oh. You know what I mean?
But, like, okay, but the dancing thing can be a crippling thing, because I hate weddings, because there's normally that I had to dance.
Yeah.
One time I was at a wedding and there was a circle made and people had to go in the middle.
Oh no!
And like the man that was playing, he insisted that everyone went in and he kept pointing at people and he just wouldn't allow it. But so, because I was thinking, I'm just not going to go.
Yeah.
And someone else did that and he just like stopped. He's like, you need to get in or I'm not going to carry on.
Oh, that's when you go to the toilet and you stay there until the dancing circle is over.
Yeah, I don't know why. He was kind of heckling. You know in The Nutty Professor when like he's Sherman, is that his name? He's there and he thinks, right, he's picking on people, so I'm going to go to the bathroom. And as he walks away, like he sees him and that's it. Like,
yeah.
I didn't want that to be that guy.
So I used to be, this is going to sound really weird because I'm a 42-year-old man, but I used to be quite a good break dancer, like in my youth.
You just take that in for a minute.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm joking.
Okay, and like when I used to go to Ireland, because like my family are Irish, there was one time that we went to this club, right? Like it was almost like a youth club. I guess we were like 17 or 18. But they had that thing where it was like I was with all my cousins, and there was this other gang of people, and there was like a dance off, and it was like tagging in and shit like that.
Yeah, see, I can imagine how you remember this in your head.
I've got this, guys. No, Kev, no.
And then I can imagine the reality.
You see me do the caterpillar, right?
I've seen you do that.
What's the difference between the caterpillar and the worm?
I always think the caterpillar's forwards. I always think the caterpillar's forwards and the worm's backwards. That's what I think.
Oh, okay.
I can do a swan dive. I can do I used to be a windmill. I wasn't better.
See,
windmill
the thing I hate about it is like if I'm drunk, I love a good dance, but like I like to act out the words. Like that's my kind of dancing. What fills me with dread inside is like, for instance, happens a lot at gigs, somebody's playing and somebody comes up to you that you don't know and tries to make you dance, and I hate it. I hate strangers coming in and going, just come and dance. No, I don't want to touch you. I don't want to be dragged into some kind of weird dancing. No, it creeps me out. I'm not a fan.
Well, yeah, so talking about the trade-off thing.
Yeah.
And the mediocre thing, like there aren't many situations where you have to do a music. Whereas there are situations
where
people
make
force you to do a dance.
Yeah, that's very true. That's very true.
See, so talking about what you're talking about, like human embryos could now be genetically modified in a lab.
How
so
is that anything to do with what we were
Because if you had a son, you could make it so that you can dance. That could be your thing. Like, imagine you got in touch with them and said, this is what I need. You need to have to dance like Michael Jackson. Like, so yeah, they can genetically modify.
I don't think you should genetically modify things. Unless it's like GMO food. I don't know. Because what if something goes wrong?
It can't stop dancing.
I don't think that. Reread that headline again.
Human embryos could be genetically modified in a lab.
Yeah, see, I don't think that means you can give them skills. Like,
yeah.
Otherwise, you just bring out every human with all the skills. Why stop at just the dancing? Why not have the dancing and the football skills and everything? It's probably like hair colour and shit.
Are we one step closer to designer babies? Genetically modified embryos could be made in British labs within months if approved.
I bet it's
so you want
about
it with like blue eyes
hair,
and blonde
hair? Not, yeah, it can dance this well.
Because there's not a gene that makes you be able to do stuff like that, is it? There's like in your, they say like, oh, it's in your family, they've always been a good this or a good that.
So it's yeah, like, used differently, like the editing technique could be used to the creation of the perfect children made to order.
Yeah, it's about
by hair colour, eye colour and dance skills.
I'm so sorry, I take it all back. Yeah, because people say that, like, imagine if like you have two really talented people and they have a child and everyone's like, it's going to be like the prodigy, and then it just doesn't have any skills. Because, like, because I think a lot of it is nature versus nurture. Like, somebody could be naturally talented, but if they're a lazy little shit, then it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I often thought about, like, I was watching Shrewsbury versus Man United last night. I think Man United spanked them in the end.
It was only 3-1.
That was it, 3-1. But, like, the thing was, like, when I was looking at it, I was like, it's 11 humans against 11 humans. Like, it shouldn't really make that much difference. Like, I know Man United are supposed to be better, but it's just 11 humans against 11 humans. They're just humans. They've all got two arms and two legs.
Yeah, but they also have, like, more extensive training programmes, better facilities, probably better diet.
So, like, could you, like, when, like, you two are probably
going to... That's like saying, we go down to the Bricklayers now, see who's there, just grab, fine, like, nine others,
yeah,
and take them and play Man United.
That's exactly, yeah, what I'm saying. Like, right. Why can't we do
I don't
that?
Think we would get beat 3-1.
Do you think it would be better or worse?
It would be significantly worse.
First of all, I'd like to watch you run around for 90 minutes without stopping.
I bet you would.
I would like to see you run around for 90 seconds without having an effect.
What I'm saying is, like, all right, in that case, they're all professional footballers, so they're all, there's a certain element of training. So, like, it shouldn't really be that much difference between a shit, like, non-league footballer and a Premier League footballer.
But that's like saying you just go and take, you go down to an open mic and, yeah, take two acts, and they could be poles apart.
Yeah, but like so, like...
That's like saying the poets are humans. James Bay, your favourite, is a human. Like,
put them together. They've probably been doing music for as long as each other.
So, like, if like, when you... Right, if you two... If we manage to get you two to have a child, not the same... I mean together. I mean, one each at the same time.
Yeah.
Can we do, like, an experiment where your one...
That's such a big commitment.
Yeah.
We don't even, like, get paid for this podcast.
Yeah.
Right, with your one, what we'll, yeah, do, like, we'll... Like, train it every day, like, left
no,
foot, right foot.
No, I want my kid to be the fun one.
Okay, what we'll do with yours, though, and we'll train it, like, really, like, proper, like, almost a punishing regime from as soon as it can walk. Like, making him kick with his left foot, making him kick with his right foot, like, really, like, torturing it. With yours, like, we won't do any of that, and we'll just see which
we'll
one of them becomes better at footballer.
Okay.
Which one of them becomes better at footballer.
Well, then you'd be in charge of it, spelling and grammar.
But it's like if you look at... like places like North Korea and like China and stuff, where they put so much emphasis on like academia, and you know, they go to school for like solid 8 hours and they come home and they revise for like 9 hours, and there's a reason that they do better because they have all that training, all that time. Whereas if you just took another child from like England and you didn't give it any of that, obviously it's not going to be as smart. So even though they're both human, it depends what you put into it. Don't put things into people. You can't do that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Take two dogs from when they're born. One you don't train, you just let it poo everywhere. The other one you take to puppy training. Which one is going to be a better dog?
Yeah, no, I know that. But like, what I'm saying is, can you create the perfect footballer or the perfect musician just by, like, if they don't have any free will and like are happy to be like you to just control them and like do this? Can you make someone, just because they're born, become a professional footballer just by training or not?
No.
Because you need to have natural talent for one thing.
Do you think there is natural talent with football?
I think to some degree. I think there's natural talent with everything. Some people just pick stuff up better.
Like me in the drive.
I
like
could never
the...
be a footballer, even if you trained me as much as you wanted to, because I'm too accident prone.
Yeah.
Like, I'd just fall over, or I'd ask a stupid question and get punched in the face. Like, there's just certain people have natural talent for certain things, and others don't. Someone you could give singing lessons to for 4 years... and you could find somebody that sings straight away without lessons.
Yeah.
And then you've got the attitude, and then you've got how much training you put into it. I think it's a mixture of things.
Okay.
And you've got being in the right place at the right time.
Yeah.
You're never in the right place at the right time, ever.
There or thereabouts. In the wrong place, 20 minutes late.
The wrong place at the
I'm really late. We need to wrap this up. Yeah. We said this was going to be one short one.
How long has it been?
It's been 43 minutes. The other one was 40 minutes as well. Need to
okay.
go. Need to
Where are you going?
Things.
Over you?
Yeah.
She's there.
All right, can help.
Yeah.
Let's
see.
Like. So I don't understand how this works.
So are we on?
Yeah.
Okay, so like, say I said like Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
You then have to say like Dylan Francis. You'd have to say like the second name is the first.
That's
name.
Going to be so short. Go on then.
I thought it was just like the first letter. I didn't realise it was the name.
How can you do that? Like, with,
what
like,
if someone
oh, okay,
said
yeah, maybe it's the
Bob Geldof?
Geldof Peaches. No, wait, it's Peaches Geldof, yeah. Isn't it?
Okay, yeah, no, it has to be the letter. You're right,
you're totally right. So is it the last letter of the last name or the first letter of the last name?
First letter of the last name.
Okay. Be the first letter of the
so you start.
Name.
Jeff Goldblum.
Gary Glitter.
Oh, wow. Can you do a double? I guess you can, yeah.
I think in the proper game, it means it goes back the other way, but...
Oh, okay. Okay. I can't even think of someone beginning with G.
Gary.
We've just had Gary. Gary Neville.
Neville Chamberlain. I've gone back to the original rule.
Carrie Fisher.
Okay.
This is going to go on forever, though, because there's so many names. This, we need to do your version.
Yeah, okay, we'll do the other version. Start again.
Okay. What, the original game?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll start it easy. David.
Isn't that what we started with last time?
Yeah, we did David.
No, that was on the one that
we did. Oh, the one, okay.
David Blaine.
David Beckham.
David Coulthard?
David Ginola?
Yeah. David Van Day.
David Hasselhoff.
David Schwimmer.
So can we do fiction? Because I'm going to go for David Brent.
Yeah. Dave House? Oh no, he's just a friend. Shit.
You haven't said your favourite David yet.
I don't know who my favourite David is.
David Cameron.
Oh no, I don't. David.
I think you lost.
Shit, all right. Because I said someone that's just someone I know from the pub. You're going.
Cantona.
Cartman.
Oh. I've got nothing.
Flat Eric.
Who go, Steph?
Oh, I can never think of names.
It's quite easy.
John.
Gilgood.
Bonamassa.
Snow.
Jovi.
Bon
Jovi.
Cena.
Oh, damn. Johnny Beacon.
Johnny who? Beacon?
Beacon.
John Snow.
No, I said John
Snow. Oh, John.
No, you're out.
Oh, really? Shit. Really harsh. Oh, man.
Thinking about Game of Thrones one and Newsreader one.
Two different John Snows. Yeah, that's true.
It's too late now.
I was going for the Newsreader one. Were you going for the...
I was going for Newsreader.
Oh, right. Okay, I was still out then.
Oh, is that?
That's that. You
cool.
Can go.
Okay, well, speak to us on the Facebooks and the Twitters, the emails, and the... Steph, what's your phone number? 074 blah.
Whoa, you actually got the first three right there.
yeah, man.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.